What up? It's your boy Felice. Welcome to the Secrets of the Real Man Transformation. What's going on, baby? Happy 2020. We're in February right now. And look, I'm excited to share with you this podcast. So welcome to this episode. Look, man, all I do ask is that you share this with on your Facebook stories, Instagram stories. Share it on social media so we can share this message with the world, because this is what is missing. And what I'm going to share with you guys today is how to lose 100 kilos quickly. How to lose 100 kilos quickly. And it's a very interesting topic. And, you know, it's something that I'm always fascinated in, and something that I'm always challenging myself to truly break through the 100 kilo mark and getting people to get this result within a shorter period of time that they can get it with on themselves. So welcome to this episode. Like I said, man, if you can, pay it forward. Share this with other people. If I'm giving you value, if you're taking and you're gaining value from this episode, let me know so I can do more of it, yeah? Leave me a review and tag me into one of your posts so that, you know, it's going to get me excited and I would want to share more on this podcast to give you guys value. And the great thing about it, you can listen to this while you're walking, you know, on your way to work. Stop listening to the radio. It's all rubbish. It's not giving you, you know, it's for me, when I'm achieving goals, I feel like I need to surround myself with the right people. I need to be listening to the right things. So if you listen to news and these radio hosts, you know, they're talking about stupid things that are not contributing to your journey, then how is that helpful? So look, guys, how to lose 100 kilos quickly. Now, look, there are two ways to do this. It's very, very simple. There are two ways to lose 100 kilos quickly, right? If I'm not talking about losing 50, 60. I'm talking about losing the 100 kilos and keeping it off, all right? So there are two ways to this. Now, of course, the one way is what I call the real man's way, and that's the way that I do it right now. And I'm in the journey, and I'm on my way there. I'm closing up to 80 kilos naturally. And, you know, that is it. So there's two ways to do it. You can do it the natural way, which is the real men's way, is the way that I'm telling you right now, what I'm going to tell you, or you do it this way, which is through surgery. Now, look, we live in a time right now where you can gain access to things. Information is quick. You know, at your phone, I'm literally talking into my phone right now, a plastic that I know that I can distribute to different channels and people can listen to my voice. So we live in a time right now where you can access information from your phone. Google Home, Siri, you know, Google search engine, YouTube. You can get information quickly at the tip of your finger. We live in a time right now where you don't even have to walk into a store anymore. You can literally order appliances. You know, I bought this air fryer online, and it came within 7 days. It's delivered to my house. You can go shopping online for groceries, and it could be delivered to your house. So you don't have to go to the store physically. You don't even have to order food from the shop anymore. Like, food can be delivered to you through the internet and through what we call a mobile phone, mobile device, or certain apps. So everything is very quick. Things are done quick and instant right now. Like, I still remember back in the days when I was growing up, when I was in my youth ages, I was like 13, 14, 15. I remember sitting there in front of a desktop computer. Right, we had like a big modem. Right now, I've got like a laptop that's connected to the Wi-Fi, and I remember waiting there and waiting for the internet to dial up. Right, like you literally go to wait for the internet to dial up, and then like if my mum or dad were using the phone, I wouldn't be able to communicate. I wouldn't be able to use the internet if mom and dad were using the phone, if they were speaking on the phone or calling someone. Where now, if the Wi-Fi is slow, if it's taking like more than 3 seconds, people are complaining because the internet's not fast. So we live in a time where everything is quick and instant. And I feel like that has a big part to do with, you know, people trying to lose weight. They're taking that same mindset and they want the result now. They want the result yesterday, but they've only been sticking to a nutrition plan for like 2 weeks, and you want the result now. Like, we're prone to that. And I feel like, you know, because of that behavior, that's what's failing us. And so people want the result now. People have gained 100 kilos within the last 10, 15, 20 years, and they want to lose it overnight. Where what you got to understand, it's not just about losing the weight. It's what is the thing that led you to gaining all this weight? That's one thing that you got to understand. Like, what are the habits in your life? What is the relationship with food that's that's led you to a point where you've gained all this weight? How does that look like? What are you eating? What are you eating? What time are you eating? How much are you eating? What is your mindset like? Are you stressed out? Are you happy? Right? Like, these are what I call habits that led you to a point where you've gained 100 kilos. And unless you fix that. So look, let me be straight up with you. A big part of why people have gained 100 kilos or that you need to lose 70, 80 kilos is your relationship with food. It's completely messed up. Like, you say yes to everything. When food's in front of you, you say yes to it. That's like me, 100%. I struggle with that for many, many years. And I still struggle to in a way. And so it's what we put in our mouth. And so one way that people want to lose 100 kilos, they get surgery. They spend 20 grand to go get surgery to tie their stomach up and to cut 80% of their stomach off, and they lose weight that way. And it does work. But then you got to understand, what is the result? What are the consequences of you doing it that way? First of all, you're going to eat like a baby. You can barely eat a Happy Meal. So you're not going to truly enjoy food. Like, food is not the enemy. That's one thing I've come to learn. Food is not the enemy. Chocolate cake, ice cream is not the enemy. It's us. It's our relationship with food. It's that we overeat. And so by doing surgery, you're literally just, for me, it's like a bodybuilder using steroids. Like that. Right? Like, you don't consider the consequences of doing it that way. So you do lose the weight, but guess what? Are you really confident? Are you really confident in yourself? Most people that lose that big amount of weight within a short period of time, first of all, it's unhealthy because it's not really fixing the problem. It's just kind of, it's just like a short-term fix. Does it guarantee you to keep the weight off? No, it doesn't. With that, also, you're eating like a baby. You can barely enjoy food. So you don't enjoy times when you're socializing, when you're having dinner or a 21st birthday, you know, or Easter, or, you know, a time where you can enjoy food, enjoy company, enjoy socializing. You're not going to really enjoy food the same way that you normally would, because you got surgery right now. You can barely eat a Happy Meal. And then on top of that, your body, you can't really lift weights because you don't have the strength, because you're not really eating. So you can't lift weights. So you can't maintain muscle. When people lose like 100 kilos, they're losing fat. They lose fat, but they lose muscle. That's why the numbers on the scale drop. That's why their body language is look at the way their body is, their physique, their shoulders, they're dropped. Their chest is saggy. They might have looked like they've lost weight in their face, but look at their body. So the question I have is, are you truly confident in yourself? No, you're not. So that is one way. You could do it. That's up to you. But are you really fixing the problem? Now, the second way is what I call the real men's way. Take your time. What do you got to lose? Like, why are you in a rush? Why are you trying to lose a big amount of weight within a short period of time? Like, for me, it's like, you know what? If you want to lose 100 kilos in 1 year, just focus on losing 2 kilos a week. 2 kilos a week. That's it. That's your goal every single week. 2 kilos. And once you simplify like that, like, there are 52 kilos in 52 weeks in a year. If you lose 2 kilos a year, 2 kilos a week, sorry, that's 100 kilos by the end of the year. Sustainable. So you're eating what you're eating. It's consistent. But more specifically, you're truly building, you're rebuilding your relationship with food, which is essential. Which is what's going to get you to sustain that weight loss. So one of the ways that we do that is we do the intermittent fasting. We teach ourselves to say no, and we teach ourselves to say yes. Like, this is when you eat and this is when you don't eat. And when you do eat, you can eat foods because you're allowing just a certain window to eat those foods. So it's 3,000 calories. You eat it within an 8-hour window compared to you eat it within 24 hours. You're lessening the room to fail. And so I want you guys to understand, like, there are only two ways to do this, to lose 100 kilos. You can either do surgery and do it quickly, but then the consequences are you're going to eat like a baby, you're not going to enjoy food, you're going to lose a lot of muscle, are you really going to be happy when you lose the weight? No, you're not. Compared to me, like, I've lost 75 kilos naturally right now, like, man, like, I understand my body is I'm strong. Like, I can feel it. I'm maintaining muscle. I'm burning fat. I've done it in a healthy way where I can still enjoy food. I still eat food. I enjoy food. Ice cream. I can still eat, you know, different foods and a big amount of food. And in a way, I fixed my relationship with food. I'm not eating everything and anything, which is just one thing. And then on top of that, I'm training. I can train. I'm training better than I was when I was 18 years old. My mindset, man, my mindset's completely changed. It's a lot more resilient, more relentless, more consistent. So along this journey of me being where I am right now, I'm sharing with you my experiences, which is the asset. This is the asset. Like, this is the biggest part. And what I do is I take these principles and apply in different phases. How do I have a better relationship with my wife? How do I be more present, more intimate? How do I be a better father and a role model to my children? I do this with my coaching. I apply the same principle in my coaching. I apply this principle within church. I go to church. I serve. I try to serve other people spiritually. And so you apply this through different phases of your life and it becomes an asset. You can't do this with surgery. You just it's a shortcut. It's a quick fix. And you're not actually tackling the problem. So the question I have for you is, like, which way do you want to do it? Do you want to lose 100 kilos, you know, through surgery and spend $20,000 and not really learn anything about it and not really gain to gain something? The amount of lessons that I've learned from about myself, I've gained, is everything to me. Who I've become, how I've become, is what I teach to you guys. And so, you know, 120% real men, the real man's way is where it is. And so I'm just trying to share with you different perspectives and understand, like, a lot of people, they operate out of pain. They're like, I'm in so much pain, I need a result now. I'm like, I want to do surgery. But they don't understand the consequences. Like, well, how is your life going to be after it? Is it going to be helpful? And so I'll leave you those things. Look, guys, man, if you have any questions, if you want to be able to discuss other things, like, message me on Instagram, Facebook, get in contact with me, ask me the questions, then I'll share a bit more about it. Okay. But we also have a VIP program that we get people phenomenal. We get people to keep commit and get these results consistently every single week. Okay. So if that is you, all you need to do is message me. I'll give you the link. Take that process and go down there, or continue to get free information. Either way, you're going to be learning and gaining from this, okay? It's your boy Felice. And you know, we do it, baby. We get 120 all day.